This week at Verizon Hall, the Philadelphia Orchestra performs Vaughan Williams' Symphony No. 4. It's part of the 4040 Project. The orchestra presents 40 works never heard in subscription concerts in 40 years in honor of music director Yannick Naizet-Séguin's 40th birthday, which is Friday, March 6th. I spoke with the maestro in his green room to ask him about the upcoming performance, the 4040 Project, and his landmark birthday. I love the story of how you sifted through a list of like 1,500 works that fit the 40-40 criterion, and you made your selections quickly, like in a matter of days. Is that typical of how you arrive at decisions about programming or anything else?
I like to always remain in touch with my instincts. The choice making of programming has to be strongly connected with preferences and tastes. It's normal. I will do this even for choosing a home. You know, I can visit 20 more and apartments, and then I'm going to come back to the first one if I had the right gut feeling. So with a piece in this 40-40, I just went with gut feelings, not analyzing too much and thinking that anyway, if we do another 40-40, eventually I could revisit others, maybe the second wave of it.
Vaughan Williams Symphony No. 4, which will be performed this week, is one of the many pieces chosen for the 4040 Project. What is it about this piece that stands out?
This symphony always stood out for me because it's one of the very few where he puts a darker side to it, an underlying tension and pain that is really touching to me and arresting. It then, for me, connects every other symphonist of the past decades after before he composed that. And yet, we hear the single voice of Vaughan Williams expressing a real unknown and very personal side of him.
And your audience would agree. They like this piece too. They've requested it.
And I was sold. Coming from Canada, I always noticed that English music was not so much performed by orchestras. I don't know why, because there's so much great music. I just thought, why not? They are right. We should, as a Philadelphia orchestra, put our sound to the service of this area of the repertoire. I'm perfectly happy to be doing my first ever Vaughan Williams Symphony in that context.
The 4040 programming this season came about because you had been receiving requests from your audience. Not everyone is open to such input.
It would be ridiculous of me to not to welcome any input from the audience. It has to come with some comments that sometimes you wish you would not necessarily allow. For example, saying, I think it's all great, maestro, but you did not do any ritenuto, and I think you should have slowed down the last three notes. I could say, oh, how inappropriate. I'm thinking it's actually so great that they relate to it on such a personal level. Of course, it's not because someone asked for a piece that it's like on request.
This season is positioned to push boundaries for you and the orchestra. Do you feel like that's happening?
Definitely. I'm so happy about the timing of this season, the third one. If I would have done this kind of programming from the first season, maybe some people would have been excited, but most of the people would not have yet trusted me enough. I understand that trust has to be earned. The positive response to this project is reassuring me of where to go for the future years.
Tell me quickly about the positive response that you get from the audience.
I can first feel it when you play. When we are playing something that is new or that hasn't been in the program for so long, I can feel that curiosity blended with admiration and love. Then we discuss it when it's still warm after the concert and post-concert conversations. This is where I can hear really how people are excited about it. It's very important also for me that the orchestra, the musicians, are excited about this because, to be honest, there were a couple of weeks this season where there was so much new repertoire for the orchestra that they found it maybe a little bit too much at the same time to be new. And so we're trying now to pace it differently.
I've read that you see the 4040 performances as a gift to your audience in Philadelphia. What's a good birthday gift for you?
Every time I come back to my home here in Philadelphia, I have to really stop and think, wow, I'm so lucky to have this incredible human instrument to be making music with. Of course, the sound of this orchestra is so great, but what makes this orchestra so great is really the humanity of this orchestra. Honestly, this is really the best gift for me.
I was thinking more like chocolates or red velvet cake or a new bow tie, but I got a good answer. What does turning 40 signify to you?
In conducting terms, it's still apparently like a baby, because apparently we need to be 60 to be good. So maybe I'm going to see in 20 years if that's true. but I love that age, because for me, it's a question of being still full of energy, full of passion, full of willingness to achieve something in life, full of drive, but having a few years of experience to know where to let go, where to put the energy, where to really pace ourselves. It's very encouraging to me to come to this real blend of maturity and youth.
Well, you certainly have the energy of 10 maestros. Maestro, happy birthday, and thank you for making time for us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.